Joining us as always is Will Shortz. He's puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's Puzzle Master. Good morning, Will.
Good morning, Lulu. You're back from L.A.?
I'm back from L.A. So go ahead and remind us of last week's challenge.
Yes, I said take the seven-letter last name of a famous woman, drop the letter E, add an I and an F, and you can rearrange the result to get a word that famously describes this woman. Who is she, and what's the word? Well, the answer is Steinem, as in Gloria Steinem, and she is a feminist. And how cool is it that her name has all those letters?
Very cool. We had 438 responses, and the winner is Dan Panachida of Manolis, New York. Congratulations, and welcome to the program.
Thank you very much.
So you've been playing the puzzle for quite a while, I understand.
I have been trying to enter as many times as I can.
Really? Was this a dream?
This was wonderful.
I also heard you have a large collection of books as well.
Yes, I collect Sherlock Holmes pastiches and novels and stories about Conan Doyle. I just checked this morning, I have about 1,000 now.
Wow. What draws you to Sherlock Holmes?
The analytical thinking, the way that he's able to, analyze a problem from very little information.
Well, I hope you'll be able to analyze the questions to the puzzle. Are you ready to play?
I am ready.
All right, Will, take it away.
All right, Dan, I'm going to give you two words. Think of a word that can follow my first one and precede my second one, in each case to complete a familiar two-word phrase. And the answer will rhyme with one of the two words. For example, if I said snail and order, you would say mail, as in snail mail and mail order, and mail rhymes with snail. And the rhyme can be for either the first or the second word. Number one is legal and I, E-Y-E.
Oh, I'm freezing up. Let's see, can't get a hint?
This one, the answer here rhymes with legal. Legal blank and blank I.
All I can think is beagles. That's not right.
Just take off the consonant at the start.
Oh, legal eagle.
Legal eagle and eagle eye, is it? Okay, you're off and running. Number two is health and bear, B-E-A-R.
Healthcare.
That's it, healthcare, care bear. Fat, F-A-T, and burglar.
Cat burglar.
That's it. Pipe and team, T-E-A-M.
Pipe dream.
That's it. Boob, B-O-O-B. And steak, S-T-E-A-K.
Tube steak.
That's it. Pork, P-O-R-K. And shop, S-H-O-P.
Pork chop.
Uh-huh. Daily trouble.
Daily double.
Uh-huh. Blame, B-L-A-M-E. And plan, P-L-A-N.
Blame, plan. Game plan.
Game plan, is it? Stun, S-T-U-N, and barrel, B-A-R-R-E-L.
Stun barrel.
Yes. Snow, S-N-O-W, and night, K-N-I-G-H-T.
Snow fight, snow light.
A controversial Disney film. I'm kidding, not so controversial.
Oh, Snow White.
Snow White and White Knight is right. Piping and pot, P-O-T.
Piping hot.
That's it. Crawl, race, R-A-C-E.
Crawl space.
That's it. And here's your last one. Funny, F-U-N-N-Y, and order.
Funny order.
You got the right rhyme.
Money order.
Money order is it. Good job.
Good job. How do you feel?
Relieved.
We get that a lot. For playing our puzzle today, you'll get a Weekend Edition lapel pin as well as puzzle books and games. You can read all about it at npr.org/puzzle. Dan, what member station do you listen to?
WRVO in Syracuse, New York.
There you go. Thank you for playing the puzzle.
Thank you very much.
All right, Will, what's next week's challenge?
Yeah, take the nine letters of beer mouth, B-E-E-R-M-O-U-T-H, and arrange them in a 3x3 array so that the three lines across, three lines down, and both diagonals spell common three-letter words. Can you do it? So again, the nine letters of beer mouth, arrange them in a 3x3 array so that the three lines across, three lines down, and both diagonals spell common three-letter words. Can you do it?
When you have the answer, go to our website, npr.org/puzzle, and click on the Submit Your Answer link. Remember, just one entry per person, please. Our deadline for entries is Thursday, October 25th, 2018, at 3 p.m. Eastern. Include a phone number where we can reach you at about that time, and if you're the winner, we'll give you a call, and you'll get to play on the air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's puzzle master, Will Shortz. Thanks so much, Will.
Thank you, Lulu.